Okay. Yeah. Shall I go now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just put it here. Tuesday, 25th of May, 2004. It was about 12:30, and I was towards the end of digging Rob's allotment. It has been sunny for the last few days, but the ground was still soft underneath, and over the course of the morning, I had seen maybe 8, 9, 10 frogs. It was after digging the spade in and turning the earth over that I saw this one, and I was relieved to see it was still alive. Joe saw it too and laughed. It was probably as big a frog as we had seen that day. I've actually caught its back leg with the spade, I said, and although the frog was moving away without much struggle, I could see that the left leg was not working. The blade had gone through, cleanly, all of the muscle above the knee. Looking closely, there were streaks of dark, reddy-orange blood down the soil where the spade had struck. It needs finishing off, really, I said. If you think that you can, said Joe. I took the spade firmly and held it above the frog, which was still making little movements, then waiting, then moving again. I hesitated, the frog moved again, but then I put the spade smoothly through the frog and into the earth below and pushed it with my foot. I took the spade out and looked at the frog, and all life had gone from it, and I pushed a large piece of earth over it. I gulped, but did not let on to Joe that it had affected me. In my mind, I did not know if I had done what I had done because I should or because I could. I think now that I did it to see if I was capable of doing it. The first blow had been by accident, and I cannot say this with certainty, but I think the frog would have bled to death or been killed by a natural predator that day, or more likely within the hour. It is 9 o'clock in the evening now. To have left the frog hopping around, one-legged, would, I think, have been pathetic. Death is not to be feared, and life is to be lived.